set, go. Three guys, one mic. A lot of heavy. Oh yeah.
Hello, I am Jeff Crenshaw, and you're listening to Heavy Set Go. It's been an utter uphill battle trying to get another podcast on because I don't like doing them by myself, and willing participants and available participants have been scarce lately. Luckily, we have a willing participant, and if you guessed Ben Eastman, you'd be completely wrong because he made, quote, other plans today, unquote. But if you guessed Jordan Yaroslavsky, you'd be right, because here he is.
That is me. And I'm surprised you don't do more podcasts by yourself.
I don't do any Heavy Set Goes by myself. If I ever do anything by myself, it's just I post them on
my
own.
We don't have to talk about that.
You're not interested? You're not interested in my process?
No.
Like, an entire era of my life came and went. The Spirit Halloween store era, which was actually a pretty fun place to work.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Although Ben and I did a podcast where we saw the Sweep the Leg, the Karate Kid musical that was kind of towards the beginning of my tenure at the Halloween store, but we never talked about it there. But It was a great place to work, other than the fitting rooms. Like, when people would bring back costumes with B.O. Like, Jesus, people, take a fucking shower. But anyway, enough about that. How have you been?
I'm good. I am, you know, in this new film that has been released.
What's it called?
It's called Best Fake Friends.
And what's your part? You said you worked on it for 2 weeks, so it must be pretty big.
Well, no, I was only there for one day.
Oh, you were?
Yeah. But my point I was making is that for Best Fake Friends, I spent one day on the job and ended up with far more screen time than I did spending 2 weeks on Green Room.
Oh, yeah.
Was my point.
I got you.
Yeah.
My impression was Green Room was kind of an extra gig, and this is, you're more or less an actual character.
I think actually more the issue was that in Green Room, I refused to shave my hair.
That might be a problem if you're asked to play a skinhead.
Yeah.
Which, the fact that you're Jewish makes that really funny to me.
What?
It's a character, but the fact, a Jewish skinhead.
You know, there were prosecuted Jewish skinheads in Israel.
Wow.
They were...
Were they like a deviation from the Nazis, or did they believe themselves as Nazis?
There were... Basically, the law of returns in Israel, and it's fun, I don't know how he got on Israel this quickly, but it's a fascinating story. The law of return says you need to be Jewish. Either you can convert and still be able to return, or you can have one grandparent be Jewish, and that's all that it requires. And that's based off of a reversal of what Adolf Hitler instructed as the precedence to be selected for a concentration camp. If you had one Jewish grandparent, then you were susceptible to genocide. So, anyway, what happened is a bunch of people, kids, for instance, in this case, they were from Ukraine, which is where my family is from, were like quarter Jewish, maybe half, But they were raised poor. They didn't know, you know, the culture or anything.
So a lot of these people of Jewish descent weren't necessarily connected to the Jewish culture, and they felt more compelled that way to become skinheads.
When they got there, it was the way that it was worded was when they were in Ukraine, they were still seen as Jews. And that's not a good thing in Ukraine, you know. And when they got to Israel, they were just seen as dirty Ukrainians. So these people found a way, or these kids found a way to not fit in either anywhere. So they did what the skinheads would do here in the United States, in L.A., for instance, and go around and beat up Jewish people in Israel.
That is,
you know,
it reminds me of those. It's not quite the same thing, but it's what comes to mind. It reminds me of like those right wing politicians that spend their lives like talking shit about gay people, and then one day they're found getting blown by some dude in a bathroom stall. That seems like. Not the same thing, but I'm sure you can see the parallel there. It's like they're hiding their own Jewishness by, no, that one's Jewish over there. Let's kick his ass.
That was common, it's particularly in the Soviet era. You'll see a lot of people. In fact, there was a Yaroslavsky, which is usually a Jewish name. Anyway, any Yaroslavsky that I've ever heard of was Jewish, even though Yaroslav is a Russian name, by first name.
Yaroslav,
yeah.
And that's a first name.
That's a first name. It's a Russian first name.
Was there ever a Yaroslavsky?
I'm sure there has been. But
that'd be so difficult to write down on like a tax return.
Well, but the thing in Russia is if you're a female, your last name is usually Skaya. So it'd be Yaroslavskaya. Instead of Ski, and Ski is the male. So, but when we get to the United States,
so last names, are
not just last names, but that's feminine and masculine, just like in Spanish.
So, like the language for broader things than just gender, but like in Spanish, like O's are masculine in Spanish, and A's are.
But
feminine.
But in the differences in Russia and the in other Cyrillic languages, the last names of people in the family will actually have variations within the family, so they're not identical. So if we were back in Russia and I was married, my wife would be Yaroslavskaya, and I would be Yaroslavsky.
That is so strange to me. So yeah. I'd be... What about your father? Would your name change a little bit from your father, or would you have the same name?
No, you'd have the same name.
Okay, but your daughter would be Skaya.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So if I lived in Russia, and I had a daughter, her last name would be Crenshaw, or I'd be
Crenshaw.
I'd be Jeff Crenshy.
Yeah, well most skis aren't. You're right, but ski just means of something.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but most last names are not skis anyway in Russia. Yeah.
But other last names like Putin's wife is named Putin and not Putina?
No, that's what I'm saying. It's just only because Ski and Skaya are the masculine and feminine possessively.
I gotcha.
It was a big trial. This group of kids, the Ukrainian kids that moved to Israel when they were really young because they had some Jewish grandparents. And they were Jewish people, the state of Israel, you know, was promoting Zionism and getting people out of, you know, their impoverished areas. You know, basically everybody was either going to the United States or to Israel.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And, a legitimate case of Jewish skinheads in Israel, and they all got prosecuted and...
As it should have been. That's fucked up.
Oh, man. Can you imagine having to live? They had swastikas and everything on there.
Yeah.
And they're probably just rebelling, too. You know?
They grew up and they become super devout, but they're all awkward in synagogue because they're the only ones with swastikas on their neck.
Possible. Yeah.
But, so you're in a film called Best Fake Friends.
Best Fake Friends. I didn't actually know that. You know, they changed the name of it. It was originally called Homecoming.
Homecoming.
Yeah.
Did they find like another film had that title or what was
that? No, I think there was another show. Yeah, actually, yeah, I think that is what happened. Although I'm a little unclear which show or movie they're talking about. That was, but nonetheless, I didn't know until someone else saw me in it, and it's on Amazon Prime.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, you can watch it on Amazon Prime.
Is it free on Prime or is it?
It's free if you have Prime.
Yeah. I don't have Prime. Maybe I'll have to borrow Prime from an amigo.
Yeah.
To watch it, but I will check it out.
Back into it, yeah.
So you were on set for one day?
As long as only one day. And actually, if you'll see me in the trailer, right, a couple of times. You'll actually see I'm mic'd up. You'll see, if you look closely, you can see the mic through my, because I just had a t-shirt on, because I was a mover, right? We were talking, we had dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
Which
and it would be hard to get a boom in there.
No boom because it was a wide shot.
Yeah.
And I think they even had a crane. Yeah, it was coming down at first.
A crane shot? Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's
and,
great.
In the TV. And I think maybe part of the reason it made it was because I actually made an improv choice because I was supposed to play the hard. I'm supposed to play the worker that's getting overworked by my boss who's yelling at me, and I'm also clumsy, so I'm supposed to be clumsy, so I kind of tripped over my own box that I was carrying, and then it was comedic. You had to kind of be there to see it.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Did that make it into the film?
Yeah.
Nice.
That made it in the trailer. If you notice, I dropped it right there behind the kids.
It's hard to really see, like, judge things in a trailer because you don't get the full context.
Yeah, early in the trailer.
I have to watch it again.
Yeah.
What's the film about? Like, not just your part.
I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it? Mm-hmm. You didn't. You only got like a partial script, or you only read part of it?
No, not even that. I
You just said, come do
this. I got I got the lines were basically on set, and a lot of it was improv. So I didn't really see the script. So, I don't think I was emailed the script. I think I would have read more of it.
And was it ever shown in, like, a theater or a premiere or something? You didn't go to the premiere?
It was too late. I wasn't part of. There was a big cast of. It was the type of film was. The audience, I guess, would have been, you know, it's about a woman who moves in, to. The suburbs here in Portland, and they are from, I don't remember where, like I said, I haven't seen it and I didn't read the script.
Mm-hmm.
So, basically her and her husband, move into this place, really nice house there.
Mm-hmm.
And, they kind of get, the local wives all kind of like take advantage of her and kind of just play games with them. And, you know, some things, interesting things happen with the husband, and, you know, and it's a very promiscuous film, and it's also very heavy on drugs.
So, by promiscuous, do you mean there's a lot of sexual content?
Yes.
Gotcha.
Not a lot. I shouldn't say that about drugs either, but,
But it's definitely
there. There's some in there, yeah. It's in there. So, no, This isn't really for kids, except it starred two kids.
Hopefully the promiscuous material didn't involve them.
No, we're not Weinsteining it.
Hey, in defense of Weinstein, wait, did I just say that? No, but no. He, as far as I know, he wasn't.
In defense of Weinstein, he wasn't Hitler.
I don't know. He's using the worst guy, one of the worst people who ever existed, to compare.
No, he's not the worst.
Horrible people too.
But I mean, he's out of touch. It shows an example of just how out of touch that someone that wealthy, the owner of the Weinstein Company or whatever, if he's like,
I don't know.
He got fired by the company, so maybe he didn't own.
I don't know.
It's much of it, but
like, see, going after, like, taking advantage of people as powerful than you to like assault and rape them is more than being out of touch. Out of touch is like grandma not knowing how to use a DVD player or something. Like,
I think you're right in that it's an excuse that he used. He said, I'm used to the 60s, I'm used to the 70s, and yeah, that is an excuse.
That's a horrible excuse. That,
yeah.
In the 60s and 70s, maybe they did grab ass in the office, which of course isn't okay.
Yeah.
But Weinstein, like, there's no excuse for, like the way they coerced some of these women, and he raped them, and he... I don't know if you heard this part of the story.
He raped them, did he?
He's been accused by several of raping them. And I believe them, frankly. And according to Ronan Farrow's latest piece, he hired, like, ex-Mossad, which I'm sure, as you know, is Israeli intelligence.
The Mossad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And to spy on actresses and journalists that were trying to...
Weinstein did?
Yeah, he hired... Israeli intelligence officials to follow actresses and journalists to keep people quiet and to try and shut shit down. I'll be honest with you. I think if anyone gets a Pulitzer for journalism, it should be Ronan Farrow, because what he's done is absolutely fucking incredible to me. And now that...
I didn't hear that. Mossad.
Oh yeah, he's...
Ex-Mossad.
Ex-Mossad.
Because they're great at... Yeah, detective work.
And what they would do, not only did they, like, just spy, but they would infiltrate the lives. Like, Rose McGowan, for instance, she met this woman. She thought she was, like, this women's rights activist or whatever. Mm-hmm. And, like, she started talking. She would have conversations with McGowan and presumably other potential accusers and journalists. What he would do is hire the Mossad. And... they would infiltrate their lives as, like, innocuous figures, like people they just met, and they become friends and stuff. And
yeah.
Through conversations, she would, like, have all these conversations, like, oh, why is he a bastard? They'd say whatever. I don't know exactly what was said, but they'd become good friends. And then she would take the information that Rose McGowan gave through the, quote, friendship, and report it back to Weinstein. So this guy was a fucking monster, and I think the...
Richard Nixon type of paranoia, too.
It's... I don't know. I'm not sure if it's paranoia on Weinstein's part, because he knows what he did, and he knows that if people found out what has happened to him would happen to him.
Yeah,
sure. At the best case scenario, and I don't think he's gotten what he deserves, frankly. He deserves to go to prison. And I think that might happen because of everything that has come out. Just hopefully he's not, like, a scapegoat. But,
well, no, supposedly there's these other Hollywood people, actors, and whatnot.
Kevin Spacey?
Yeah.
Which really upset me, because I loved Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of actors that people think highly of.
I loved him. Like, He was one of my favorite actors, and I guess he is still one of my favorite actors, but I feel dirty saying that, because as a human being, he's a fucking piece of shit.
I don't know all the details, but...
Oh, it's not good. I'm kind of grand him, because it's been a little bit since I've read them, but it wasn't good. It's a... No. But this whole scandal... I don't know. This kind of scandal in the film world just sucks. Hits me where my heart is, you know?
I think.
But there's bad people everywhere.
Yeah, and it's sad. It's really fucked up when it gets pedophilic, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's.
Corey Feldman.
Yeah.
Corey Haim. Well, Haim's not doing anything. He's dead, but.
I know.
Feldman is, like, releasing names and.
Is he releasing names?
He released a couple. One name he released was John. My mom said it was John Grisham, and like, wait, the guy that writes law books. But no, it's not John Grisham. It's John Grissom. Yeah. Grissom, similar name, not the same.
People behind, not the actors.
John Grissom is an actor. He played a. There's a scene. In License to Drive. Where he's a valet and he's coming up to take Corey Haim's car, and Corey Haim had just seen another valet like drive recklessly, and he doesn't want to turn his car over to the valet, and the valet is pounding on the window and says, "Hey kid, let me take the car." That valet is John Grissom, and he apparently like groped Corey Feldman or something. I'm not sure what he supposedly did, but he's been accused. And there was this child agent, or this child's talent manager, Marty Weiss.
The agencies, the casting directors, wasn't it these guys?
Them too. Like, there's this guy, Marty Weiss, who actually, if I'm not mistaken, is in prison now for crimes that he had committed. But he hadn't been outed as an abuser of Corey Feldman, and supposedly, I've heard like light rumors of Charlie Sheen having done something to Corey Haim, but I don't know for sure if that's true or not, because I haven't heard enough.
Well, there's so much gossip anyway, you know. Yeah.
What I don't want, I want to see people held responsible, but I don't want innocent people to lose everything. You know what I mean?
No, not over some false flag.
But but we can't. But at the same time, we can't dismiss any report that you hear as false.
Cause no,
you know, so it's not. It's
people are scared to come out, and there's even male actors who have been groped. And
oh, absolutely.
What's the name of that Afro American?
The football player, Terry Crews.
Yeah, he's a football player. Isn't he an actor?
Is he? I thought he was a football dude. I could be wrong. I mean,
he looks like. I mean, he's bulky enough to be a football player, but I thought.
I think he might be like both, or I think he was a football player. Nest, apparently, that's not enough to stop someone's raging libido.
That says something because that guy is buff.
I guess what it says is, I guess it could happen to anyone.
Yeah. And he had to be quiet about it. Oh, you're right. He's both. He's a football player and an actor.
Football player and an actor. Yeah. And our God, you know, one thing that really struck me odd when all these actresses were coming forward about Weinstein, everyone's like, "Oh my God, that's horrible. That's horrible. Oh my God." And when Terry Crews like announced that someone had groped him, there was like a lot of people like, "Oh yeah. That's actually pretty funny." And like women like, "Oh, I would have groped him too." And
then, what are you talking about? Like the left, the hard left, the far left?
No, it's not a question of political persuasion. It's when a guy like Terry Crews specifically.
Well, that's what they keep quiet is because of that criticism.
Guys are taken less seriously, I think, than women. And women. I'm not saying that women are treated as they should be when they come forward. That's not what I'm saying at all. But it's even worse, I think, if a guy gets assaulted because there's more of a stigma and there's less people are going to believe that someone came up and did that to Terry Crews, this big football player, than like Rose McGowan, who someone might be more inclined to believe could be vulnerable.
I'll tell you what, it's happened to me before.
Oh, yeah?
By what a happened? Woman.
Really? By a woman?
By a woman who was younger than me by 5 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
In a situation that could have made her a sexual predator had it been brought out. It, no one would have ever believed me.
And I
will go into the details of that, because for one, it's for my own privacy, but...
What was it? Just, we can keep it vague if you want. Was it harassment or worse?
It was touching.
Ah, fuck.
It was in a situation where she could have been prosecuted.
Damn.
And
it was probably
labeled sex. And she did it, I think, to get a job. I know, it's hard to explain without getting...
Without me telling
you more that I don't want to
tell you about. I am not going to force you to...
Yeah.
I'll admit that I'm really curious, but I'm not going to
make you... We'll talk later.
Okay, you don't want to talk on the... I got you.
Yeah.
I'll tell you about... Something has happened to me before.
Yeah.
I posted one of those Me Too things, and I felt... I was kind of wondering if I should, because I didn't want to... It seemed to be about women mainly, and I felt guilty taking away from what seemed like a women's movement, like Me Too.
It's got to be universal.
That's what I'm thinking. I think,
and it's not like there's no such thing as reverse racism. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can't just say it can only happen on one side, because it usually happens on one side. It's bullshit.
Because
I got hurt bad.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
I got hurt bad.
I'm sorry.
Emotionally, yeah.
Damn. I'm not saying this to, like, shame you or anything, but, God, I wish you had been able to say something and have this chick punished.
I said that to the people that I trusted, but there was nothing they could do. The woman was too powerful as far as who her family was. And yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was this in or outside of, like, the entertainment?
There were entertainment people there, but it was not.
But she wasn't, like, an entertainer?
No, she was not.
Okay. No. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you my story. I also felt bad about it, because when I think of the story, I'm amused by it to a degree.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also conscious... And I know that other people have gone through things that they're not amused by. But what happened to me, and I'm not amused that the guy did it, I'm amused because I had a completely different understanding. It was years before I realized. And the fact that I thought he was saying and doing something differently than he was makes me laugh. But not the fact that he did it. You know what I mean? I was like 11 when this happened. All right. Setting the scene. It is, like, I forget which year. It's either the year 2000 or the year 2001 in Salem. I was a kid. I was like 10 or 11 years old. Salem was putting on its first ever duck derby. I don't know if they still do it. But
probably.
Yeah. Who knows? What the duck derby was is they would... Like, you, it's kind of like a giant raffle in a way. They put numbers on these ducks, and whichever was fished out of the Willamette River first would win a big prize.
Oh, actual ducks.
Yeah. Rubber ducks.
Oh, okay.
There were probably thousands of rubber ducks ended up in the river.
Yeah.
And they numbered them, and whoever, and they would float, go downstream for a while, and then whichever one was, like, picked out.
In the ocean eventually.
I think they stopped them or tried to. There's probably ducks still in the Willamette, who knows. But at the time, I wasn't really thinking of the environment. I wasn't really aware of what environmentalism was at the time. I just thought it was kind of a cool idea. And,
well, yeah, of course.
Yeah, just pulling out the rubber ducks and, but it was this huge festival thing with, like, food carts and, like, a beer and stuff. And I, at the time, I thought at the time that I wanted to be an actor. And I was, my mom had enrolled me in this program, CET, which is Children's Educational Theater. And as part of the program, I think the Duck Derby people must have reached out and said, "Hey, is there any way that one of your students could come be a mascot for the Duck Derby?" And when, like, they came in the room and asked, and I wanted to dress up as a duck and, like, walk through. And basically, I had the torso and the head mask of the duck.
Yeah.
And maybe the feet of the duck, but I didn't have anything covering my legs. And as a 10-year-old boy, maybe slightly overweight, but at the time not very, but my legs were hairless. Mm. And stuff. So I was out walking around in this, like, duck costume with my legs showing.
Yeah.
And I would, like, people come up to me, is like, taking pictures with me. He's like, "Oh, hey, are you, you're the duck?" And I would nod my head, yes, give them a thumbs up, whatever. And I'd pose with people, and people all over would do that. And, and, you know, so leading up to this big thing where they dump all these rubber ducks in the river so they could fish one out for the big prize, the $1,000 or whatever it was. I was there just representing the ducks in this big yellow duck costume.
Yeah.
And it looked like a mascot costume.
Yeah.
And I was walking around and suddenly this dude that must have been like 50 or 60, suddenly grabs my costume, and I turn around. He's like, "Hey," and I wave at him. He's like, and it was like a hot, like July or August day, and it was sweltering in that costume. And he's like, "Hey, is that a hot chick under there?" And to my mind, he was asking, because because I was dressed up as a duck, he was asking if, like, I was like a chick, even though duckling would be the appropriate term.
Yeah.
And if I was a hot chick, like a...
an animal.
The animal.
Yeah.
And I said, yes. And he's like, "Oh, let me see if there's a hot chick under there," and you try to look under like the tail. And see you laughed. I'm amused by it myself, and I was like, "Oh, I gotta go," and I walked away. But then years, like, I just thought
you
he meant
know
like
you're a boy, or
he thought I was a chick, a girl, like, and I didn't realize it until years later when it just came to my mind. Right. And then
it's kind of like when a dog used to hump my leg when I was a kid. I didn't know, you know, until years later, you know, what the fuck he was doing.
Right. Yeah. Well, but when it hit, like, when I realized later, I was like, I was just sitting and it came to my head randomly. But being older now and more understanding of the world, it hit me, "Oh my god, that guy, he thought I was a woman." And he was like, trying to look under my mascot costumes, like, "Is there a hot chick under there?"
But at least he didn't think you were a boy.
What difference does that make?
You don't think it makes a difference?
No.
Underage. Let's put it that way.
Oh, underage.
That's what I meant.
That does make a difference.
Yeah.
It does. Maybe, who knows? Hopefully he didn't think I was like an underage girl.
Yeah. But a boy.
But,
Before puberty, prepubescent, sounds like a girl who.
Oh, yeah.
It could be overage.
Oh, good God. If you heard, I have recordings of what I sounded like back then.
Yeah.
If I met a woman that sounded like I did at that age, I might avoid her. But
too high or too low?
I had a very high voice, and it kind of sounded like this.
Like, oh, well, God. Well, girls with really high voices.
Was kind of obnoxious back then.
You were not able to distinguish if you knew that you were underage or...
I don't think he knew.
Not.
But you, even so, if I had been a grown woman rather than a 10-year-old boy, it still would have been like, oh, come on, dude, don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't be a dick. But you know, honestly, now that I think about it, if I had understood what he was doing, the way I understood now, I wish I did. It would have been so hilarious if I had just taken off the duck mask and shown him my face.
Yeah, that's perfect script material.
It is right there. It is, yeah. But I didn't think to do that. Because I had no idea.
Oh, and that's not too late. You write that in the script.
Maybe I should just cut that entire part out so no one sees it. Yeah.
No, who cares? Yeah. They'll know it's coming.
Yeah. Don't steal that, you bastards. You other screenwriters, idea thieves. Steals. That idea's gone.
Yeah.
But, it was... I felt bad for writing Me Too over that because that makes me laugh thinking about it. And I know a lot of the Me Too things are truly traumatic and horrifying to people. But technically, that was sexual harassment. It's not assault. I wouldn't say.
No.
But it was harassment that Me Too thing supposedly covered. Harassment.
We went from talking about the Harvey Weinstein and with these girls. We could have talked about Bill. We could have went the other direction to Bill Cosby instead. We went the direction of you getting hit on by a guy while you're in a duck. Costume, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's a little bit of a different direction, but it's still on
this. I don't think the story is slightly. It's within the subject. I don't think it's the story is as horrifying as like the Weinstein or Cosby.
Well, Cosby is one of the worst.
And honestly, Weinstein, I don't know. Depending on how many people
Cosby's got, he drugged them.
Well,
Weinstein just like jerked off into plants and stuff.
Well, he did. He also has rape accusations too. Keep in mind, and we don't.
Yeah, but your definition of rape, because
I assume.
Legally,
carnal knowledge without consent.
Well, there's a couple. There's consensual, but there's also
no. There's I don't think there's really a consensual rape.
Non-consensual.
No, it's not consensual. Rape is not a consensual sex, pretty much.
Or there's rape where the woman gives consent. She's not a woman, though. She's too young, right? So that's statutory rape.
Statutory rape.
And there's also... But
that's true.
There's also... Because my whole understanding is he was the casting couch guy.
I think that's kind of... He was kind of like that. But...
And that might be fall under rape.
I think so. They're,
but that's not Bill Cosby level rape where you actually drugged.
I don't think we've seen. I don't think we've really seen the full picture. It took a long time. Like it took almost a year for every single Cosby allegation to fall out. I don't think we've seen, and there might be more unspoken Cosby ones, but even furthers my opinion that we haven't seen them. The final Weinstein allegation, I think. More the
final one, yeah.
I think there's more that are still afraid. Although the dude is, if there's any time where they can feel safe, and I'm not saying that they should do it right now or whatever, but I think if there was any time that they could feel safe, it's probably now. The dude is no longer in power. His own brother, Bob Weinstein, publicly has said that he's a monster, like Harvey's a monster. Although he was recently accused himself.
People within his circle, but not just within people around him knew. It was one of those things where It seems like with Cosby, I don't know, I can't say, but it seems like what he did was a little more tight-knit.
Yeah.
But either way, I think people knew what was going on that were around them.
I think...
But especially with Weinstein, because I remember Seth, the writer of... not Seth Rogen.
Seth MacFarlane. He made jokes about...
Yeah.
I think there were... I don't know if people knew... I think they knew that he was kind of a skeevy creep. I don't know if they knew, like, the extent of the shit he was doing. It's hard to know
whether they would know all the extent, but, I mean, they knew it was something that was known in not the whole public, but the general public or whatever, and not the general public around him, you know what I mean? Just known by people that couldn't necessarily break a news story, you know, but...
I think a lot of people... Well, the trouble with Weinstein is he was a bad man and he had a horrible amount of power for someone of his character. And yeah. Other people who depend on him or who depend on him for money. And Weinstein is far more powerful than Cosby ever was.
Yeah,
because Cosby had his own career, and yeah, people look up to him and everything. Weinstein.
Well, Cosby was the biggest hypocrite, though.
Oh yeah, well yeah. He would
criticize people for.
Well, he was like Mr. Morality in public.
Yeah.
I've come to think that it's the people that moralize in public that kind of poo-poo others on their conduct. The most ardently are the ones you need to watch out for.
Yeah.
Although Weinstein wasn't one of those people, and he still turned out to be a fucking dick.
Yeah.
It's...
And I guess it happens in the world, but it happens more in Hollywood than it happens elsewhere.
Oh, I'm not so sure about that.
I'm not so sure about that.
You don't think so? I think we hear more about it in Hollywood because the people who occupy Hollywood are people that most everybody knows of or has heard of. Like, I bet this kind of thing happens in every business sphere.
No, it does, but I don't think it happens to the same extent.
I think it does, but we don't hear about it because we don't know. Who, like, the random people
well,
at McDonald's
let's think about
who,
like, the
broke are.
Or the different industries or the different types of jobs. Or, you know, you got the entertainment industry. Come on.
And I'm not defending Hollywood for the shit that's going on there.
You've got, I think, the entertainment industry, my personal opinion, is the entertainment industry as a whole is the worst. And second to that is politicians, the political. And, I know those are the ones we hear about the most, but think about how much we haven't heard about in those. So, now, the reason being is because no one else is powerful enough to prevent two girls, you know, coming up with an allegation and then it coming back on them in the real world. The world which 99.9% of us live in.
You know what I mean? There's things that prevent people in, like, the real world that, as you said, which I assume to mean, like, the general public outside of the entertainment industry. And that, like, some chick working at a couple of minimum wage jobs gets assaulted by her boss, and she has... She has fucking kids to take care of, and what's she gonna do? Lose her job and lose her ability to care for her children?
It does happen, but it just doesn't happen. It just doesn't happen as much. I don't know.
I think we don't hear about it. I think it doesn't make. Maybe we hear. We see all these stories all the time. Like, there was this dude at the Beaverton Kmart. You may have seen this in the news recently. This store manager at the Beaverton Kmart. when after the, like, decided he wanted to go out with this high school chick, and he made arrangements with her to meet at a hotel room. And so I don't know if the high school chick ratted on him or if what happened, but he went to the hotel room to meet up with the girl, and he was intercepted by police. But, you know, it's like,
yeah,
the things, I don't think it happens more in Hollywood than other places, but I'm just saying, we know, we take more notice because we know the people more than we know this poor kid that at Kmart. And we, and I think it happens everywhere throughout industry, but Hollywood is such a well-known industry and ubiquitous in all of our lives. Well, because who doesn't watch movies?
Well, think about it like this. And I did keep in mind, I didn't just say Hollywood, I said the entertainment industry.
Okay.
So think of it like this.
So that
includes like porn industry. Include 90% of people are very attractive, especially women. Mm-hmm. And the men behind the scenes are very powerful and not necessarily very attractive. Okay, so we're talking about an industry where there's so much value is put on material. It's a symptom of the industry itself, if that makes sense, of the lack of
creativity. I absolutely see what you're saying.
Okay, yeah.
It does make sense.
Whereas construction, you know, and it...
Well...
Granted, there... Or the tech industry, even, is a perfect example, because you have... I mean, you have a more even... keel of women working there than you would in construction.
But here's the thing about that. You may have cited like the two worst examples as a counterpoint that you could. Every single, like, I was reading through a bunch of these Me Too hashtags on Twitter. I forget when that, it was a few weeks ago. Every other woman who did the Me Too thing, and I'm serious, I'm absolutely serious. Every time I saw one of those things, it's like, you know, I'm so sick of the construction workers, wolf whistling me, I'm so sick. And that,
yeah.
And it's, I know, but... and the tech industry, like, every single time I read an article that's not about, like, a new Apple iPhone,
well,
it's about, like, how there's a harassment problem in the industry.
I've just cited those two because those are the two I've worked in.
From a standpoint of, and you've worked in those, and you may not have seen.
I haven't heard a damn thing.
You haven't heard a damn thing.
In fact, but I worked in when I was in construction, even though it's mostly male in the field,
mm-hmm.
and I worked around all female bosses.
If
anything like that happened, it would have ran by my ears.
Oh, well.
And we were in a very macho environment. And I'm just saying.
Well, maybe you work for a good company that doesn't tolerate that.
It was a good company. It's one of the largest subcontractors in Portland, doing work $100 million of work a year all over the West Coast.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, the complaint I've seen is, like, women working by construction sites.
It's going to happen more likely, I think, companies that are less successful that have not been around since that, like, the company I worked for had been around since 1975, started in 72. Incorporated in 75.
Gotcha.
Okay, they've been around forever. Whereas I think it might happen in companies that are maybe non-union, only been around for 5 years. They're LLCs, they might dissolve, go under, you know, after the 2008 crisis. You know, the companies, you know, where these guys know it's a fleeting chance to hire a woman, you know, as a secretary, and they might be able to get something out of it, you know. But, these guys aren't powerful enough to be immune from the allegations. In fact, I have a friend who spent 2 weeks...
Power is, I think, pretty relative, though, because if you're a manager at, like, a burger shack, and you have power over anyone under you who depends on that burger shack job that they have to get... That, they're not granted, they're not Cosby powerful or they're not Weinstein powerful, but in the terms of their relationship to the people under them, they have a certain level of power that the person might be intimidated by, too intimidated by to speak out about.
Well, when
they do speak out about it, it only causes a smaller ripple because this person's not a Hollywood figure; they're a Burger's Check manager.
I think what Hollywood does is sickening, because there are a lot of women who fake this shit. A lot of women do it. And for instance, I have a real good friend of mine I've known since I was 15, who spent 2 weeks in jail. He didn't get convicted because the girl was full of shit.
She was lying?
Yeah.
Because
she was mad because he broke up with her.
And she accused him of rape.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he spent 2 weeks in jail. Yeah. Never got those 2 weeks back.
He
eventually went into the military. He didn't get that shit happens all the time, and it's because of Hollywood, the real shit that happens in Hollywood. So that's the side that I've seen in the real world, which is fucking half those allegations are bullshit, and they're just from women that are unstable and want attention or just they know they can get at someone.
I think there are definitely bullshit accusations out there, but you have to be careful about it because there are bullshit accusations. That doesn't mean that all of them are bullshit. The real shit does happen.
No, that's I know, but that's my point. Mm-hmm. Being those is Hollywood, is an exceptional business. The entertainment industry in the United States is an exceptional business.
Mm-hmm.
It brings out the worst and the best of us, but that worst of us is it's exponential, you know, from what reality in the Rust Belt is. You know, it's not representative of who we are as people. It's not, the Kardashians are the most powerful family in Hollywood right now. Think about that. So this is not reality. You know what I mean? It's just not.
No,
Caitlyn Jenner, you know, I mean.
Well, Caitlyn Jenner's not the only trans person.
Then go shit on the gay community by saying, they shouldn't be able to get married.
She's kind of an airhead, and Caitlyn Jenner.
I think it was all about the money. I don't know.
You don't think she
maybe, but it was. I think there's a huge financial factor motivation.
I honestly don't think all the money in the world would convince me to turn myself into a chick.
Well, he didn't. All he did, he didn't have any surgeries. Except for his Adam's apple, that's it.
So, is he wearing, like...
You didn't know that? He didn't have any surgeries, dude. He still has a penis.
What about the hormones?
I don't know if he takes any. It's none of anybody's business.
It's not, no.
He could be doing this all as a scheme to make money because he married into Kardashians. I mean, it's possible. Now, that being said, I do believe there are legitimate cases of people who are happier after they had the operation, going from male to female or vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
And that's from experience. My mother is a school teacher. She said she saw it in some of her students. And so there's different levels. There's gay, and then there's trans, and then, you know, there is some of those, but there's also a lot of them that are actual gender identity disorders, too.
So what's the difference between, like, a transgendered person and a gender identity disorder?
Well, if you're truly a man in a woman's body, or vice versa, you'll be happier after the change. And if it's a gender identity issue, you'll be worse. At very best, you won't be any happier. If that makes sense.
Gotcha.
It's like telling a schizophrenic person that the sky really is, you know, falling.
I think there's significant psychiatric, and it's not foolproof. I don't think it's foolproof, but I think before someone is able to, how they say, the transition, there's several psychiatric tests
they that should have be. To undergo. I mean, that's what we do with doctor-assisted suicide.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, that's just what I just caution the left on these things because I feel very much that I come from a more leftist background, just growing up here. But you know, I mean, most of my family, I've also. You know, I'm not afraid to dive right into the opposite side, and I've seen it from both sides, and a lot of issues I've seen from both sides, and you eventually come to realize that the two-party system is fucking bullshit. The only thing worse is a totalitarian one-party system. There is no other advance. System of government, democracy, that's only two parties.
It's odd, to say the least.
It's a scheme. It's a scam.
Although...
You gotta believe all this way or all that way. No, fuck that. It's a scam. That's why Bernie would have been the best option for president. By far. He's a true independent, but he had to run as a Democrat, unfortunately, with old Hillary.
I won't even go in there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm gonna even open that door. Holy shit.
I'm just stating, you know, that is, there is no left or right in the universe. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I see what you mean. But, in terms of, trans issues, there's definitely a distinguishable difference between being transgender and having other issues that
there is a such thing as gender identity disorder is what I'm saying.
But there's also transgender.
I think so, yeah.
Gotcha. Because there's people that lump in being transgender with gender identity disorder where you are a man in a man's body, but you think that you're a woman in a man's... This is all so damn complex, I don't get it.
First of all, it's...
Or do you think it's more of like a non-binary...
Well, it's... If you're just talking about genetics, well, we're all 50% male and female. We're all either, I should say, 100, the only part of us that's 50-50 is in our sperm, but we're all either male or female, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, with very few exceptions of hermaphrodites,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Very rare. So, I mean, which is a different issue, that's something else. So, but as far as, is there... something else in the brain, there's something neurologically that is even deeper rooted than something that happened to you, like being raped as a child, you know, that is causing you to identify not just homosexual, but as the gender of, you see what I'm saying? So is the question, now that crosses into the DSM, the psychiatric books. Which is, you got to realize, is so so hypothetical that and half of that stuff half the stuff, the diagnoses in there aren't real. You know what I mean? They're just our best attempts at analyzing things that there's real no way to prove or disprove. Many of them, some of them, yeah, we can prove or disprove, but for instance, the overdiagnosis of ADD, you know, mm-hmm. things like that. I mean, and so, you know, there's lots of money to be made in an industry, and so, yeah, there are made-up diagnoses and reasons to take drugs, you know, and it's you know, you just gotta realize that, you know, it's, there's so much bullshit out there that, you know, it's to the point where it's dangerous, you know.
I can see that.
Yeah. And I'm not comfortable with the two-party system, even if fucking the Dems are leading. I don't care. I'm not comfortable with that. I don't like the fact that we have a two-party system. We need more people, more ideas, you know.
Well, there's also Libertarian and Green.
They don't have any seats.
That's true.
I mean, yeah, technically you can be any party you want, but I don't consider you a influential party. You don't have any seats.
Well, I think
there's a couple of independents. That's it.
I think how a lot of what you're complaining about the two-party system is linked to is where all the corporate money goes when people donate to political parties.
Yeah, Donald Trump donated more money to Hillary Clinton.
Is that funny how that works out?
Unbelievable.
Crooked Hillary. Yeah, by the way, here's $1 million, Crooked Hillary.
Yeah.
But, the funny thing is he made that part of his campaign. He's like, yeah, I donated so much money to her, but people like me shouldn't be allowed to donate that much money to politicians. And then he probably took a lot of money himself.
Well, it's gotten to the point that Donald Trump is president. And that's because of, partly because of the left. A big part because of the left. In fact, he used to identify as a huge leftist. You know, and now look how far right he is. I mean,
Donald Trump has no real political ideology. Donald Trump just wants to fill his pockets or get as much advantage as he can for his business.
I think he's sick, man, in the head.
Oh, he absolutely is. But his sickness is completely based on selfishness, and he'll say anything, do anything to further his own ends.
He panders to the alt-right and in a bad way. It's so disgusting. That the Republican Party, this is going to backfire, by the way, on the Republican Party big time.
It already is.
Already starting to.
Yeah.
But
The recent election where...
Yeah, I know. Virginia got taken.
Virginia over. Is now blue.
Yeah.
And
through, yeah.
Several state Democrats have won in state houses across the country. Next year, midterms.
They get a chance, yeah.
The next year election and midterms, unless the Democrats find some way to screw it up, it's going to go heavily Democratic. And I wouldn't underestimate their ability to fuck things up even now.
Yeah.
But, you know, as long as it gets away from the Trump people.
And the Clintons.
Yeah.
Too. Because I don't know what, it was a combination of both. Hillary, well, first of all, the collusion with the Russians, which is obviously a thing that really did happen.
Yeah.
And,
I was really skeptical about it when I first heard things.
It sounds too fairy tale.
It sounded too Cold War.
Yeah, it sounds it's too like, Cold War.
Bullshit. But then I started seeing they were digging up evidence of it, and like, oh, God, this is really a thing.
Yeah. It is. Yeah.
Good Lord.
And this is what I hope we could get out of this, but every elect, I fear that every election is going to be influenced now in a cyber warfare kind of way.
Hopefully, whatever this collusion thing, they'll get to the bottom of it. And safeguards will be implemented to prevent something like this from happening again.
I don't know if they know what they're doing because
yeah, I don't know either.
They're not people. Presidents don't get impeached obviously anymore.
Oh, well, Clinton was impeached
and that after was... the fact, but I don't mean nothing.
Oh, well, he was impeached during his presidency. He wasn't convicted, but granted, he was impeached because he lied about Monica Lewinsky.
But they
did, it was much less severe than what's going on with Trump right now.
But they impeached him afterward, didn't they?
Well, they had to do an investigation. He was still president.
Out of office.
No, he wasn't.
Then you're telling me
in 1990? He was impeached, but he wasn't convicted or removed from office. He was impeached, which is basically.
Well, that's
the first step of the process of removing him from office. Because there's removal.
It would be removal.
That's pretty much. Like the two presidents.
I thought he was retroactively impeached.
No. No, he wasn't. There's like no point to doing that. But he was impeached, and he was impeached, I think, in 1998. Clinton didn't leave office until the year 2000 when Bush became the president.
Yeah,
he was impeached, but they didn't have, I forget, he was either impeached in the Senate, or I think he was impeached in the Senate, but they didn't have enough votes in the House to remove him from office. The Senate and the House would have had to work together concurrently to take him out, and the House didn't come through, so he was impeached, but he remained in office.
Well, he wasn't, okay.
And the same thing, I think, happened.
Well, it didn't happen through the whole process then. He wasn't fully impeached then.
The Senate voted to impeach him, so he was impeached. But he didn't get removed from office.
But the House didn't.
The House didn't remove him from office.
Well, it's got to pass both.
Well, the Senate passed it, and the headlands. Well, it's like Clinton impeached.
It doesn't become a bill if only one.
I swear he was impeached. Look at
him. Oh, no, he was.
He was one of two.
But you're saying it happened before.
It happened when he was in office. It happened in 1998. He didn't leave office until the natural succession of his term. The natural ending of his term.
Yeah, it must be because he was too popular, but.
I don't.
As a president.
His popularity.
Well, of course.
May have had something to do with it, but. Mainly, it was the House. The House didn't vote to carry the impeachment through to removal. And that's happened twice in our history, with Clinton and in the 1800s with Andrew Johnson.
Yeah.
It also happened then, too. And I think, I don't know if it's going to happen. I think it's possible that it could happen with Donald Trump again. But I think if they move to impeach him, they'll probably wait until after the midterm elections.
I think it's the stupidest thing that Dems could do.
Because of Pence?
Not just that, but Donald Trump is going to be the ticking time bomb that separates the Republican Party into this alt-right and into this traditional Republican Party. The longer he's in there, the more he's going to fuck things up. If they want, if the Dems want to win next,
So you're saying they should do it now?
No, don't do it until, if you do it if he gets, don't do it at all because Pence will become president. Yes, partly because of Pence, but Pence will become president and Pence will get reelected because he's not an idiot. And at this point, if Pence is more likely going to be able to get the things done that his people wanted, that Trump's people wanted to get done, such as, not the wall, of course, but the healthcare shit and repeal and replace. And
you make a good case there.
Yeah, and on the so same token, the though. Dems are not going to have as good a good chance against Pence on re-election. But they will have a good chance. Remember, Hillary killed him on the national level. 3 million votes. Killed him. And
didn't matter because of the electoral.
That's because Jared Kushner is a hair smarter than anybody else involved in the election. He said, all you got to do is focus on these five states. And so, anyway, yeah, Jared Kushner, without him, Bush would, or Trump would not be president.
You know what's funny? Like recently I went back and listened to an old podcast that I did with you, and it was about a month before the election happened, and you're like, so Jeff, who do you think is going to win? And I was like, dude, I have no idea. It could go either way. You're like, really? And at the time, you seemed completely certain that Hillary was going to win. Yeah. And I had no fucking clue because nothing in the election so far up to that point had gone the way that I thought it would. I thought Bernie was going to be the nominee because it made the most sense. I thought Trump wasn't
going to... That's because you're an Oregon. You're not thinking outside of the box.
The fact of the matter was, I think by that time, the quote-unquote pussy tape, where Donald Trump bragged about grabbing women by the genitals, had come out, and that didn't seem to do anything to him. And I thought, not going to stop him, it did, but it didn't do anything severely.
She was ahead.
And
she remained ahead.
Yeah, I didn't have faith in that.
It was
enough to convince me, and evidently, it proved to be. I didn't think that Donald Trump was going to win, but I didn't think that Hillary was going to win.
Why would you think?
Because I thought it was up in the air.
The only people that thought Trump was going to win, honestly, were probably on average stupider than the people that thought Hillary was going to win.
But they were right. He won
because of electoral college.
Anybody with three million
more votes. Remember, Bush won the electoral college, but barely. Gore only barely had any more votes than him.
I think, honestly, if I'm not mistaken, you're talking about 2000. I think they recounted the votes later on out of curiosity.
Yeah.
And when they recounted votes, the election would have gone to Gore if they had done the full recount.
So this is how off the system is that, I think the smarter people actually, they didn't get outsmarted by the dumber people. Look, even Trump thought he was going to lose. You could tell by the way he was talking toward the end. I mean, I don't know. I mean, just reading him.
I don't think...
He just sounded like...
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about. When you said, will you respect the outcome of the election? He said, yeah, I'll respect it.
If I win. Oh, yeah.
Honestly...
It's going to be rigged. I really think it's going to be rigged. Yeah.
Yeah. I think, honestly, I would have... Part of me wishes I could look through, into another dimension where Hillary had won the electoral vote and been granted the presidency, and just to see what Trump would have done. Like, what did he mean by that? And do you remember what he said during the... God, we're nostalgia here for a time that none of us want to relive. But remember during the campaign when he said if Hillary won, he said the Second Amendment people know what to do. What do you think he meant by that?
I think he's like Hugo Chavez. I think he's a true fucking... If he could, he would be a dictator. I mean, he's the closest thing we have to a dictator as president.
He's buddies with that dude in the Philippines, Durante, whatever.
All the guys. I bet you not just Putin, but also the Belarusian president, the Kazakhstan, all the former Soviet... Romania... All the former Soviet states that turned into dictatorships. North Korea is the only one he's not buddy-buddy with, but that's for other reasons.
Is it race, you think?
No. Gotcha. No. Because Kazakhstan is, it's more Asian than rude. No, it's not race, it's because it's North Korea, because we have huge sanctions against North Korea. Specifically against North Korea and the whole nuclear thing. Yeah. They're going beyond their boundaries and firing nukes over Japan. And whereas these other dictators are only doing shit in their own country. Where he's doing that too, but he's not, Kim is only doing it, is not only doing it inside his country. He's trying to threaten everybody. So,
Trump, now he's Trump's like, on what he's doing now, on a smaller scale, I guess, he's out in public defending Roy Moore. It's so many people are accusing him of going after them when they were teenagers.
And he Roy Moore does a horrible job of lying.
God.
If you've heard what he said. Oh, I'm sure if I did do it, the parents gave me consent.
That's just.
He said that. Okay, so you didn't do it, though?
Does that thing work? Does that work, parental consent, for your teenage...
Every state's different, but for the most part, yeah.
Your daughter to...
Yeah.
Out with an older guy?
Believe it or not, yeah. Did I tell you about the time I got a Chinese family offered me to marry their 13-year-old daughter?
What?
Yeah. I'm not joking.
Now that... When I was thinking of the parental consent thing, I was thinking like 16, 17. They offered a 13-year-old.
They're 13.
What the fuck?
I declined.
I would hope so. Jesus.
But I took it as a sign they respected me. Well, I would go to their restaurant a lot and eat a lot.
Which restaurant was this?
This was back in the East Coast. This is back
Carolina?
In Carolina? Yeah, Carolina. This is, yeah, so it was.
What was the name of the restaurant?
It was just an Asian grill, is what it's called.
Don't go to the Asian grill in South Carolina.
No, it's a great restaurant. It wasn't like that at all.
They offered your 13... Oh, you mean for later? Like, here.
Well, I don't think he meant to have sex with her. I think he meant, you know...
I don't know exactly
what he meant, but it's just their culture to them. It's normal... You know,
so it's like adopting a sister, but it's called marriage.
Yeah, and do you have sex with them? Then you like legally you could. Now you probably wait 2 years.
That's
It got around like to my work where I worked, and like people thought it was hilarious. But there's two reactions whenever I tell people that story. Some people will think it's hilarious, and especially when because he literally told me it never been touched.
Wow.
Yeah.
This was her father.
Yeah. And then he's
selling her like she's a fucking car. That's disgusting.
And she was born in China too, but she's very American. You know, I mean, I met her, you know, I didn't trust me. I didn't do anything.
Well, yeah.
I'd better, you know, my
sister is almost 13, and that someone like did that fucking kick their ass.
But then, what's the question though? Culture. I mean, that's their culture. They respected me enough and thought that I was wealthy enough because I was spending all this money at the restaurant.
Maybe I'll sound xenophobic, but their culture is fucked up.
A lot of people say that about China.
God.
but China is a lot of different cultures.
Well, that particular one, the one that. Gives away their 13-year-old daughters.
Well, in India, too, though, it happens a lot like that.
I'm all for, like, the wontons and the Indian food or whatever, but the part, here, take my child.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I just declined, but...
Yeah, you did the right thing. I'm gonna...
But it was so funny. I mean, when people found out about it, I don't know how they found out. It's weird.
You have insulted my family, Yaroslavsky. My 13-year-old daughter is as pure as the mountain snow. God, shut the fuck up.
But it was truly a culture shock. I walked into a different... They had a real nice restaurant off the freeway. Ohio, the main freeway runs south, just south of Asheville, basically.
Mm-hmm.
They lived, you know, in the restaurant, like in the back.
Where'd you live? In Nashville as well?
In the area, yeah.
In the area, gotcha. Yeah. So kind of the suburbs of Asheville?
So Asheville's not really big enough to have suburbs.
Plus, it's
the south where you can't go more than 20 miles without a town. You know, there's always, you know, there's sprawl, but it's not actual urban or suburban. It's rural sprawl.
Oh, really? All throughout the south?
Well, look at any map.
What about like Atlanta? I'm sure there's some of Atlanta
and Charlotte, yeah. Gotcha. But where I'm in between both those, where gotcha. I'm living. So, but yeah, I would drive to Charlotte or Atlanta to get to my plane, basically, whenever I needed flu. But, so, that's their culture, I guess. I don't know. Obviously, my ex, I told her about it, and she was disgusted by it. But then a lot of the other people who I told about it thought it was hilarious.
I'm disgusted by it. That's fucked up.
But it's not like he went around, like, giving her to anybody, you know.
I don't know.
Granted, I look like I'm, like, 18, so he probably thought, you know, I was... Well, he knew what... I would buy sake, so...
And that five-year age difference doesn't matter, like, when you're older, but when you're 18 and she's 13, that is still fucked up.
So, like, in Alabama, where this shit happened with... What's...
Roy Moore.
Age of consent is 16, so even the 16, 17-year-old girls he fucked with were... legal. It was just the 14, right?
Well, it may be legal, but evidently it was frowned upon. He was banned from a mall.
Well,
because he was...
he's a creep.
Yeah. He's one of those people... another one of those public moralizers who's bitching about gay marriage. And here he is hunting out teens.
Well, that's also a symptom of the two-party system, because he doesn't have a choice. If you were fully Republican in every way, you can't just support one issue like that. You know, John McCain was one of the few people that, you know, and I think he gained his respect because he lost my respect when he ran with Palin.
Palin's horrible.
Well, not just that, just taking orders from the Republicans and... When, you know, Dems needed to win that election, Obama needed to become president, and it happened, you know, and, fortunately, but even Republicans, a lot of them realize that, know that, you know, what happened. So, a lot of people lost their respect for McCain, but I think he gained it back when he...
His fights with Trump, where his stands against these things.
Well, specifically when he had the deciding vote
on healthcare. Yeah, I remember that
he held his hands.
Like,
he knew this was the moment. Yeah, he redeemed himself, in my opinion, in a lot of ways.
I think he's. I think part of it is because he just wanted to fuck with Trump because he hates Trump.
That too. Oh yeah.
He like ever since Trump said he wasn't a hero because he was captured.
I know. Well, Trump's a baby, but I'll tell you what, that happens a lot in Republicans. I became friends with a former in North Carolina House representative, Bill Hinden.
And was he like a state congressman or like a national?
No, he was a national. Well, North Carolina congressman. I don't remember which congressional district, but yeah, he worked in Washington.
In Washington, yeah. Okay, gotcha.
He and John McCain, he was Republican, right? He had beefs with John McCain. And it's not over things you might think. They're like more private things.
Really?
It seems like he had more beefs with Republicans other than Democrats.
Huh.
He hated Bush, both Bushes.
Really? Wow.
Wow, yeah. And he
was more conservative or what?
At first, yeah. He was... born and raised in North Carolina, and you know, I don't want to speak badly on the guy, but he came from a racist family.
I gotcha.
And later in life, he realized it was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he was a great guy when I knew him. If I had known him earlier...
You may not have liked him as much?
I wouldn't have liked him as much.
Yeah.
He's still very old school, but you could tell, you know, he was done... with everything. He's actually more well known for his New York Times bestseller, An Enormous Crime, in which he wrote about all the POWs of Vietnam that we left behind.
Oh, we left people in Vietnam?
Yeah, we left a lot of people alive in Vietnam.
Wow.
And Cambodia.
Shit.
All over Southeast Asia.
That's fucked up.
Yeah. And so he wrote a book called An Enormous Crime. And he wrote another one, Last I talked to him, he was working on one, but I don't know if he was going to finish it or not. He's getting up there in age.
So what was his beef with McCain?
I don't remember the details. I don't remember. They were just personally, it seemed to me like
thank me for my service, my friend.
Yeah, something. Well, I think there were some political differences and ideology too.
Gotcha.
So a little bit of both.
McCain tends to be more moderate than Love.
Yeah, but then again, he hated Bush too. So
that's true.
Both of them.
Did you hear about taking this full circle? Did you hear about like the allegations against HW?
Yeah, yeah, the recent one.
Like he apparently
grabbed a girl's butt.
You know who my favorite musician is?
No, who? Then he gropes them.
David Copperfield.
Yeah. It's almost more funny than it is tragic.
It's a violation.
The guy's in a wheelchair and like, you know, and obviously you can see the girl's face in the photo.
Yeah.
And she's like, is this really happening? You know, it's not cool. It's not right. No, but it's so much worse going on right now that I'm finding humor in it. Yeah. I can't.
David Copperfield.
Yeah.
It's not condonable though.
But oh no, no. But
shame on you. I'm wagging my finger at HW.
Come on, we comedians have comedic license to say.
Yeah, but they don't have comedic license to grab people's ass without.
You want to find out?
No. Whoa. Whoa. What are you saying?
Yeah.
I'm not a hot chick.
Oh no, I meant yeah.
And even if I was. No, well,
they usually come after me.
The hot chicks.
The chicken heads.
Well, just tell them that you were in Truffle Runners, and you'll have to beat the girls away with a stick.
Yeah, that's true.
So especially once they see your performance or hear your lolly voice on that one podcast.
My what voice?
You're the lolly.
Oh, the lolly voice.
Daddy, my lolly.
That's even better than the first one.
Where's my lolly?
But I wanted the gray horse.
What?
Say, but I wanted the gray horse.
I wanted the gray horse.
Oh, good lord. This man's going to win an Oscar someday. And on that note, this has been Heavy Set Go. I'm Jeff Crenshaw.
I don't know who I am right now.
You're Jordan, the red-haired Yaroslavsky.
Jordan Yaroslavsky.
And you've been listening to Heavy Set
Go.
Go.